When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Crossover!
Oh, killer crossover!
Just crossover.
It just crossed him over nastily.
Another victim to the crossovers. Cross him up and sit him down.
Time for the crossover, powered by Everlevel Concrete Repair in Omaha at everlevelconcrete.com. John, Josh, and Joey are here.
Yep.
Hello.
You know, one of the things that 1620 The Zone has been criticized of over the years is, how do you get all those collections of weirdos together in one building?
Many are saying.
Yeah, how'd you do that?
Yeah.
I mean, is it a requirement of some sort?
The answer to that is yes.
That all new hires after 2014 have to come with terrible food take?
Yeah, like you got to have one thing that's just attached to you.
People forget that Happer interviewed at Fuddruckers for this job.
No, fake news. We tried to go to Fuddruckers and it was closed.
My bad. May it rest in peace.
Did you hear what that's supposed to turn into now?
Oh no.
I'm hearing it's supposed to be a mega saver. I saw something.
A mega saver?
Yeah. So,
a
perfect timing. Thanks, okay. Joey.
That's a pretty big, I mean, that's already a very crowded lot for a gas station.
I hate that area of town.
That's terrible.
And so, admittedly, we don't get a lot of interaction with just people that aren't us, right?
Yeah.
You know, whether it's us three, you know, plus Nick, morning show with me. And so, when Peter and Joey come in, we try to learn as much about them as we possibly can.
Chance, in the old days, we learned he loves a certain day in September.
Yep.
Big fan.
We've come to learn some more about Chance after many things. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, many things.
And so we were, you know, talking a little bit about NFL schedules during the break for some reason. Because there's this guy on Twitter who's leaking stuff.
He's leaking stuff. We have a drop ready to go at NFL Schedule Leaks 2024. That's who we're talking about here.
And I did know there was this nugget of information that we had in the past that Joey knows the NFL schedule like the back of his hand.
So this is new information to me.
The whole schedule? Every team, every
week? I'm not leaking the schedule. I'm making my own prediction.
No, but okay, so we'll get there in a second. But like, you were obsessed with the idea of the schedules.
I'm just obsessed with the potential storylines into the schedule-making process.
So that's the thing that we don't know.
Okay, so Joey, did when it's October and it's like week four, you know, like that game, all of week four's games? Like,
that's what I thought.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
But, so like, if I were to ask you in week four, like, Joey, tell me about week eight. Could you also tell me then about week eight?
I have to pull up what I got.
No, I'm not talking about your made-up schedule.
No, I'm talking about the real schedule. Like, you have the real schedule memorized. You memorized the real schedule?
Oh, no, no.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was kind of
okay.
The case.
Well, no, the other thing is even better, in my opinion.
So it turns out that Joey he's just really interested in the idea and the combinations, the potential combinations of the NFL schedule.
I like to handwrite it and not let computers do it for me.
Even better.
This is incredible.
And he has created an entire mock schedule as if he is the commissioner and the sole proprietor of the NFL.
So this is done.
I finished it a couple weeks ago. I released it on my Twitter account.
Oh, I missed this.
He released it. Was there leaks?
Well, hang on.
No.
Hold on.
No.
You should have had us leak it for you,
Joey,
before
what's
you
your Twitter
it?
Handle again?
Joey Warkola.
Joey, I know I follow you. TweetDeck's being stupid.
You'll have to scroll down.
Oh, I hadn't been following you only because I didn't know who Warkola was.
Yeah, what's Warkola?
My mother's last name.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
My mother's
there
side.
You go.
So we know you as a different name.
Oh, okay. If I would have clicked on the little picture, there's a picture of Joey standing in beautiful...
Canyonlands.
What?
No, you're a Lambo.
Yeah, you're
a Lambo.
Oh,
that's a Lambo?
Yeah.
Canyonlands.
I got too many profiles.
All right. So, Joey, how long ago did you release this schedule?
I would say on draft night.
Okay. So I'm not going to have to scroll back that far.
It's been a week or so?
Just got to go back about a week.
I'll pull it up.
All right. Perfect. So first, I mean, we have a lot of questions here.
Yeah.
We have a lot of questions. What's the first question? How long did this take? Probably, right? That's the first question.
Good place to start, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, good place to start. It took me about a month.
A month. How often were you doing it, and for how long each day when you did it?
Well, I've done this for 3 years now.
Okay.
And
so you're getting better at it, I assume.
Last year was a joke, and I gave up. I almost had to give up this year because I screwed something up at the very end.
Oh, no.
You have to do a little process of elimination, kind of determining which would work out.
Here it is. No. I found it.
Okay. When was it? What?
April 25th. It's two tweets away from the RIP to the 72nd and Dodge Fuddruckers.
There you
so
go.
So I would have known about the Goldsaver thing if I'd have been following.
There you
so.
Go.
So I'm going to retweet it.
What factors do you take into account?
Oh, it's even a spreadsheet.
On when you are scheduling the team. Like, do you care about what television networks they're going to be on? Do you think it matters if, like, the building that the team plays in is unavailable on a certain
day? Yeah, I use multiple factors. You got availability of the stadium because there's Taylor Swift's going to be having concerts.
Did you look that deep?
He takes Taylor Swift into account.
I looked at all of the stadia and their schedules.
I looked at the event schedule on every stadium. I took my time looking into this.
Amazing.
Wow. By the way, I want to read from his open.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
This is a prediction. Don't get too offended over my picks, especially primetime games and how many consecutive home and road games certain teams got.
Whatever worked out.
As a food service manager once told me, it's like piecing together the world's hardest puzzle.
Wow.
It's true.
Wow.
NFL schedule in bio.
I get a table of contents even.
Where's this at?
Well, it's at the beginning of the... Didn't you click into... Oh, you're looking... See, I clicked into the to
there's
the Google
a whole
Doc.
PDF.
It's a Google Doc.
Oh, I didn't... Oh, the book.
Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen? Joey, find the NFL on Fox Music in there. It's got to be on a button bar in there somewhere.
If you go to Segway and just search NFL on Fox, you'll
or
find
maybe,
it
or maybe the football hot takes.
This rocks! This is way better than Nick predicting half... Let's of the see, NFL
hang
season.
Hang on. Let's see. Is it on this
is
page?
Is this better than Nick?
Just go to Segway.
Is this better than Nick getting weirdly obsessed with baseball and watching all of Jackson Holliday's at-bats where he got no hits in his first 30 appearances?
That's just weird.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, this is weird too, but it's fun.
NFL there, and Fox. There we go. It's about it. Eight down. Yeah, there we go.
All right, here we go. Fire it up.
Don't get offended.
All right, week one.
Let's go, baby.
According to Joey, this is our official schedule leak.
Ready.
Season opener on NBC. The world champion, Kansas City Chiefs, will play host to Jim Harbaugh and the Los Angeles Chargers.
That makes a lot of sense, Joey.
Why, Joey, did you decide on the Chargers instead of one of the myriad of other teams?
Jim Harbaugh, college football national title coach against the world champs, the Chiefs.
We're going to run out of time if you ask him about every game.
No, I like it, though. I like
to ask about that game.
Friday night, Brazil, Green Bay, Philadelphia.
With
we knew
we
that
already
one.
Knew that.
Yeah, we already knew that one.
CBS, 1 p.m. He even uses Eastern time.
Wow. Okay, that's a tough look. I don't like that, Joey.
Yeah, go noon and 3:30.
Welcome to the Big East, Joey.
Welcome to the Big East.
Denver Broncos versus New Orleans Saints.
Meh.
Tennessee Titans at Buffalo Bills.
Now, this is all week one?
Yes.
He's just going to John do
Colts
week one.
Vikings.
John, give us, like, the big games on the schedule.
Patriots and Bengals. They're all big games. It's week one.
Give me
everybody
week
starts
one.
0-0. No. Even the craptastic Dallas Cowboys, who are on Fox at 1 p.m.
Right,
against the Tampa Bay Bucs.
Joey, no offense. You've already failed. Dallas would never start
Dallas
the season.
Dallas will play at 3:30 always.
Or Sunday night.
Or Sunday night.
I love that they would play at 1 o'clock. That's great.
You know what the NFL's not doing? Putting the Cowboys on at noon.
Has Dallas ever played a noon game?
You know why?
I was probably in fifth grade.
Because the real game of the week is at Fox at 4:25 Eastern. 49ers at Rams.
Nah, it's not sexy enough. No offense, Joey. This is just not sexy enough.
It's got who?
Yeah, but
the Bucks
and the Cowboys are. Get out of here.
No, the Cowboys versus somebody.
Get out of here.
Our new Lord and Savior, the NFL Schedule Leaks 2024, has the Cowboys playing C.J. Stroud and the Texans on Sunday Night Football.
Oh, that's absolutely Sunday Night Football.
Thank you. Thank you.
Josh.
But wait. Okay, here are your Sunday Night Football, according to Joey. Bears at Lions.
Nah. Not sexy enough.
Oh, it's pretty sexy, Josh.
What do you mean not sexy enough?
Caleb Williams' debut.
It's Caleb Williams versus
prediction. The Bears will actually be on Monday night.
Now, what if that's Monday
opener?
Night Football? Yeah,
Monday Night Football. Steelers at Falcons.
Okay, so who are the? Let's just do this real quick.
No,
obvious week one primetime teams. I mean,
we know about the Chiefs.
We know about the Chiefs.
And then we know about the Friday night game.
We already have a Friday night game.
Eagles, Packers.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Bears. That's an obvious primetime week one team.
Certainly a good pick. Do they dare put the Jets back in primetime?
No. They're staying.
Aaron Rodgers running around.
Jets are playing at noon.
Celebrating 9/11.
Wait, no, it's Aaron Rodgers. He's back.
He's not back.
Achilles.
Week one, 325 against the Texans.
Jet fuel, steel beams.
Yeah.
Wait, what'd you say, Joey?
I got the Jets at a 325.
325, not primetime enough.
Against
not primetime enough. Actually, I think I remember. I think I'm going to be with Joey on this one. I bet the Jets are the 325 game.
That's not
because week one is doubleheader for CBS and Fox.
It is. Look at it. He knows his stuff. This is
week
great.
One and week 18.
So all right. So give me some of the mega games like throughout the year here.
Okay,
right?
Let's scroll.
So
let's go to Thanksgiving.
Like, Thanksgiving
I'll
or Christmas or New Year's.
All right.
Yeah. What do we got?
Week 13 is Thanksgiving this year.
Yes,
by the way.
Okay. What's going on Thanksgiving this year?
So Packers and Lions.
Obvious.
Yep.
Texans and Cowboys.
That'd be pretty sexy.
Ravens and Chiefs.
Oh, wow.
The Black Friday game, the 49ers
Cardinals.
That
might be a little bit too good for Thanksgiving night. Isn't that game usually kind of poopy?
It is a little bit poopy.
Not all the time.
Usually the Cowboys game.
The last couple of years it has been, but when they first started doing it.
Wasn't it like Saints and...
It was Saints and Falcons for like 8 years in a row, I feel like it was. I hated those games. Yeah. Who was it this
year? Maybe it was the Ravens and...
It was Ravens. No, it was 49ers Seahawks that third game.
Yeah, it was 49ers Seahawks.
Game sucked.
That was a poop
middle,
game.
The middle game was the Cowboys against the Commanders.
But remember when they made the schedule, that's a
by the way, so Joey predicts for Black Friday, 49ers versus Cardinals. The rumor on the streets that apparently Joey is also mad about, Packers fans are starting to sound like Chiefs fans. They're a bit triggered these days.
Interesting.
Is Packers somebody? Who was the rumor, Joey? Do you remember it was Packers?
Packers Bears.
And to which Packer fans don't want that for some reason.
Why don't the Packers want what?
My reason is
Thanksgiving night.
Nebraska plays Black Friday. I have to decide who I would rather be watching that day.
Well, there are a lot of Packers, Huskers, crossover fans that the NFL does and should care about, should take into
account. Packers Bears.
Packers Bears.
Don't forget about
Packers Bears, Huskers, crossovers.
Well, here's Joey's Christmas Day picks.
Okay.
Because remember, we're playing on Christmas Day. Jacksonville, Miami. And Cleveland, Las Vegas.
Interesting. So Joey is saying they're not going to be mega franchises.
Yikes.
Well, the thing is, because the week before Christmas, the teams that will play on Christmas
have to play Saturday.
They have
to
play Saturday.
Yep.
It's like piecing that world's hardest puzzle.
Look at him.
He's
That's
thinking.
How it works.
By the
out.
Way,
don't you want to put some marquee franchise on Christmas Day?
The leak flash has Eagles at Ravens. Yeah.
Some people I heard are triggered about
some
this.
Some are. We will not name these people, but there is a...
I would be triggered.
I would too. For the record, I would also not want to play on a Wednesday. So I understand.
I don't like that either.
I understand frustration.
You guys are weird.
You're not an NFL fan.
Who
you
cares?
Don't understand the plight.
Just let the NBA take over Christmas.
So you get one less day of rest?
No, but then you get you get one less day on the front end. And
you
then
get
you
one
get
less
like
day
two,
on the front end.
And then two fewer days because it goes
but
Sunday
then you get
to Saturday
more on the back
to
end.
Wednesday.
Then you get a...
It's too late in the year to do. I don't want to deal with that crap that time of year.
Everyone wants to have a bye late in the year. Well, don't we always talk about having a bye late in the year?
I don't want a bye. I just want normalcy. Like, I want normalcy.
You get a bye. You actually get a bye.
Nah. I understand the plight, but I will also sit and...
You get four more days off. You guys are idiots.
You're a baseball fan. You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. In a real sport, we play every day.
Real sport, Mike Trout, like, barely jogs and he tears his knee.
That's not baseball's
fault.
Stop
it, Stephen A.
Come on, Jimmy. Give me a break.
Ouch, my knee exploded.
Oh, I can't play on Wednesday.
I was in love field.
I'm so sad. I can't play on this Wednesday.
John writes, remember when we thought Michael was a freak for doing his own 7-round mock draft? Joey creating his own NFL schedule and going so far as to check availability of the stadiums may very well surpass Michael's sickness.
That is the best part.
That he was looking at Taylor Swift dates is incredible.
It's pretty close.
Is there a Coldplay tour this fall?
There's some other things going on. I just couldn't remember. I just know Taylor Swift was one of them.
She's going on another tour.
Yeah, she's got
of
a.
Course she
she's
is.
Got a concert.
Kendrick and Drake will probably have a boxing match in a stadium at some point.
Yeah,
in time.
That's coming.
Well, Johnny Pig writes.
Let's hope it's just a boxing match.
Here, I thought Nick Grimm starting a major league league in the 1800s was the
that's
biggest and most colossal
oh,
waste of
right,
time.
Yeah.
And then here comes Joey.
Yeah.
Here comes me.
No, Nick starting a fantasy 1800s league.
And then getting mad when we make fun of him for it.
Is way weirder.
Yeah, definitely.
It's way weirder.
Yeah. This is just...
Joey, you're normal. Don't worry.
I think this is hilarious. Normal.
I mean,
I think it's hilarious.
This is very nice. Very nicely done. It's very nicely organized. Mm. All the games are separated out by week and then by team, and then all the primetime games are on one sheet. I mean, it's 57 pages.
Wow.
It's like a research paper.
Do you have any guesses on, since you're interested in what times people play and therefore what you'll be doing on given days, do you have any guesses for us, educated guesses, if you will, on Nebraska football
and
their game times, television networks, things like that?
Well, I know for sure week two when they play Colorado, Michigan, and Texas is already the big
That's big noon.
Yeah. So I'm guessing Nebraska, Colorado, and Iowa State will be fighting for the CBS and NBC time slot.
Yes.
Because Nebraska and Iowa are hosting.
There's another relatively big Big Ten game that week, I think.
What, the last week of the season?
I feel like it's... No, I'm talking about Colorado.
Week two.
Yeah. Oh, week two. Oh, yeah, Michigan plays Texas.
That's already big noon.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. I missed that part. I was looking at his prediction for the whole Cowboys schedule. He has the Cowboys playing in Munich versus the Panthers.
I like how Joey also filled in all the L's already on that schedule.
Nice
That's
job.
Very, very Good well job,
done.
Joey.
Nice very
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Thank you.
Nice, John.
Let's see.
I thought that it was just the Nebraska, Colorado, and the Michigan, Texas game. That were the big games for week two.
I feel like I just looked at this last week and there was another thing that I felt like they'd put at night.
Illinois, Kansas?
No, not big enough.
Michigan State, Maryland?
Nope.
No. Well, isn't
Boise
that what
State,
the one...
Oregon?
Oregon, Boise
John,
State's kind of interesting.
John, didn't you... Duke, Northwestern. Didn't you tweet out the rando guy with the
blog? Matt Sarz, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got it at CBS at 2:30.
Well, didn't he say that Michigan State, Maryland was going to be the night game that night?
Yes, on NBC. Yes.
Which, why would they do that? That would be offensive.
That would piss people off so much around
here.
Well,
it depends on who has the pick.
Yeah, it does.
If CBS has the pick.
They're going to want
right.
it.
They're gonna, yeah.
Whoever has
so he's
the
just
pick
assuming
after big noon
CBS has the pick.
Yeah, if CBS
How
has,
could you assume such a thing?
Interesting.
Well, nobody, apparently it's not been publicized who has the pick, which again, this is a...
I know, make this
a TV show.
Make it a TV exactly.
show.
All the stupidity that we do... With all the different shows, this is something that they could put on. Again, they could put it on BTN and people would watch it.
People would get their feelings hurt, though, badly.
You think so?
So?
I know. I agree with you.
Who cares about feelings?
I'm telling you why they're not doing it. That's
who would get their feelings hurt?
Everyone not named Ohio State, Michigan,
So you're saying
Texas.
That because
well, but
because they get picked
you're
last?
Like, I don't want Rutgers, Nebraska.
Well, they wouldn't say that.
Yes, they would.
No,
that
would
be the draft. By picking it last, they would essentially admit that it's...
Okay, but...
Yeah, you guys can have Rutgers this week,
once
BTN
the schedule,
every week.
But once the schedule is released, we'll kind of know who picked what. So what difference does it make if we find out after the fact or watch it while it's
Great
happening?
Great point, Happer.
I thought you were talking about doing a TV show of the draft, like of the actual draft of the game.
No,
just the schedule.
Well, they could. That'd be kind of cool if they did the draft.
It'd be fascinating.
I'd love it.
I was thinking about doing a TV show of the draft.
Yeah.
That was
it.
Where people would get their feelings hurt,
exactly.
Which I would love.
But again.
Deal with it.
Yes. But again, they're gonna know as soon as the schedule comes out, oh, yeah, obviously.
YouTube user wants to know, Joey, since you've done this NFL schedule prediction for a few years now, any predictions you've gotten exactly right that you're especially proud of?
Good question.
Trying to think.
Have you got any right?
Pretty much an average of 20% of the games.
Whoa!
That's actually way
That's
higher.
Awesome.
15, 20, I'm not sure, for one of the years.
That's pretty good.
That's really good.
Based on what? On when they're played?
When they're playing and...
Like even down to the week?
Yeah, the exact
Good
week.
Lord, that's
really
that's
good.
That's 40-something games
Because if you mess
correctly.
One up, well, it ruins the whole thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So the week with the most likelihood of getting correct is the last week because...
It's always division.
It's always division.
You have a 50-50 shot of getting the teams right.
And 50-50 for the location.
The times, yeah. Interesting.
Well, the times are TBD.
Oh, I guess you just do TBD. Yeah. That's a good point.
Because there's going to be two games on Saturday.
But we all
ABC,
know
ESPN.
That whoever's playing the Falcons in Week 18 will be the Sickos game, the Sunday night game.
The Sickos game.
Mm.
Because they'll be fighting for that ninth win and sneak into the playoffs. So.
This is amazing,
with
Jerry.
Kirk Cousins.
Thank you, Josh.
Yes, well done. I'm somewhere out
you
there.
You should be proud.
Somewhere out there, Nick's going, how come you're not tearing this guy apart like you do me?
I mean, he did get he had the Cowboys at noon in week one. We
admitted up front that this is crazy.
But Joey would also admit
that.
See, that's the thing. You just got to own your weirdness.
It's a hobby.
Just own it.
It's my hobby.
It's a hobby. It's fun. This isn't harming anybody.
Yeah, it's not harming anybody.
Yeah.
No.
Except for the people that are offended by the picks, which is why I put the disclaimer at the beginning.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice job with the disclaimer.
That's why I put it there.
This is just a prediction. I don't mean to hurt your feelings.
Joe, you need to put this in your bio and then change your bio to NFL schedule in bio.
There you go. Start tweeting at everyone.
With the little blocks in between.
Start tweeting at Schefter.
NFL schedule prediction.
NFL schedule in bio. You get so many clicks.
Mm-hmm.
Be good. And then if you just throw along some nuggets about what's going to happen at the 72nd Dodge Fuddruckers every once in a while.
Yeah.
Or you'll something be about the Celtics.
You'll be cooking on Twitter.
Dave Fight, dear friend of the Grum, writes, what I really like about this is that it makes some of my pet projects seem normal. Them. Really? You're doing blank? Me. Yeah, but there was a guy who mocked up the entire NFL schedule. That's awesome.
We all have our weird things that we like to track.
Sure, yeah. Kenny says, sounds like Joey's playing NFL schedule Sudoku. Get one part of it wrong, everything else is a mess.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm not going to get everything right.
No, definitely not.
It's impressive that you got anything right.
That's true. I mean, to get 20%, it's pretty good.
Well, I'll tell you this. Before they announced the Packers and Eagles in Brazil, I did some research on
Brazil.
Who needs to go overseas? Because they're due for one?
Well, pretty much, and then who are the popular teams in Brazil? And it turns out the Packers were one of the more popular teams, so it had to come down to either them or the Browns. So I say, why not put the Packers and Eagles in Brazil?
Brazil's team.
And Joey, you would know, this is the Eagles giving up a home game, right?
Yes.
Nice.
And you cannot wear green in that stadium.
Yeah, wow.
Did you look that up before?
No, I did not.
Because Joey would have predicted something else.
You can't wear green?
Their rival is green.
Yeah, the soccer team who calls the stadium home, their rival team is green.
Is it like Brazil as a country green? Yeah. Don't they have a green flag?
Yes, they do.
When they did the World Cup and I think Olympics, I know Nigeria and Brazil had to play games in that stadium, and they wore alternate colors.
No way.
Oh, both of these teams, notably, are
green.
The Packers do have that alternate, like, blue, right?
Oh, those suck.
Well, the road uniforms are...
They got the yellow
still
helmets.
Little green, though.
So I'm hearing that they're going to add another uniform combo, wear all whites, and then add a white helmet. And then the Eagles just wear their black uniforms.
Seriously? Just so they don't trigger Brazil?
Yeah, just so they don't trigger them.
This is great scoop.
Oh, I hope that you're right, Joey. This is amazing.
This is if Joey's right about this, this is the call of the year.
It really is. Oh, my gosh.
The Packers, write it on the book, Josh, or whatever the thing is.
Oh, the list?
The list. Yeah, the book.
The book.
Write it on the book.
All right, I'm going to write this down.
It's going to say
May 7th. Yeah, let's
see. Joey says that the Eagles and the Packers are playing each other in Brazil, which is already true. They're playing each other in Brazil, but that the Packers will have to design alternate uniforms in order to not trigger the Brazilians.
Packers were all white alternate uniforms.
Well, they already had an all white color scheme from the NFL color rush a few years ago. They just did not have the white helmet, which I'm hearing they could potentially add that into the uniform combo.
There it is.
In the week one Brazil game. All right. Cool.
The list.
I say the yellow helmet and yellow pants should work fine. They just got the green stripe outlines and the numbers.
Can't do that.
This is first May list item, by the way. So shout out to Joey.
Good job, Joey.
Yeah,
we didn't have a take. None of us have had takes the entire month yet.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Happer, you do have one item here on the list from February 23rd when you said, I'm abstaining because I'm a weenie. Oh, this was about Thomas Fedoni in the video game. We all predicted Thomas Fedoni's NCAA video game rating. And you said, I'm abstaining because I'm a weenie.
That's not what I said.
I think I probably added the weenie part.
Yeah. Why would I abstain from that?
I don't know, because you're a weenie.
Why was this a prediction that we were doing?
Probably because that was one of the days the video game was announced. I have no idea. What do we do in February? We try to talk about
it. I don't remember this at all.
Yeah. Well, it's on the list. So
did you guys predict that Thomas Fedoni would be on the video game?
No, we were predicting his ranking, his overall ratings.
Oh!
Yeah.
Must have been a day I was gone.
No, you were there too. Your prediction was on there.
Right. For Thomas Fedoni?
Yes, it's all on there, John.
What does it say?
I will predict now.
Because I don't remember this conversation at all.
I will now unabstained.
All right, John wrote Thomas Fedoni will be a 79. Nick said he'll be a 72. I said a 76. Wow. Odson said a 75, and you abstained.
I was going to say 77 just now before you even read those numbers.
All right,
numbers.
So now so I,
put
will,
me on for
I
77.
Will add another one.
I'm no longer a weenie.
I am no longer a weenie, 77.
I really don't remember this conversation.
Not even a little bit.
Yeah.
Not even a little bit.
All right, there we go. Happer, you are now back on the list. There
Thank you,
you,
Josh. I appreciate it.
No problem. By the way, Odson says Happy New Year 2 days in a row. Yeah, I think the world needs to hear this.
Interesting.
I think
two
the world needs
two,
to hear this.
Sans
two
Nick
for two.
Grimm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's another one that's not going to make it to the.
That's right. We can say anything we want.
Mm-hmm.
Best of crossover.
Nobody will ever hear it again.
Odson says, don't put it on the internet that I was a weenie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not great. Bigley says, John Bishop, early stage dementia. John, is this true?
I
don't remember the conversation.
Yeah, we barely do.
I'm starting to wonder if maybe this was one of your Thomas Fedoni fever dreams.
Yeah, you always dream about him.
Yeah.
You're always thinking about him.
And
so much.
You added things to the list as you were a sleep typer.
Do you need me to go onto the YouTube and find this? Because that's the thing. I don't have to search through podcasts. All I got to do is go scrub the crossover in the YouTube on February 23rd. Or maybe one of the friends of the Grum could do it. And then we could probably play this back, and you guys could come across as a bunch of morons.
I believe you.
Mm, interesting.
I believe that it happened.
Mm.
I also believe think, in your mind it happened.
I nice. Also think Thomas Fedoni lives rent-free in your head.
Yes.
Rent-free. And you're triggered.
I never talk about Thomas Fedoni.
Well, interesting. He shushed you.
He did. He shushed you.
In front of everybody.
Yeah.
He shushed you.
And I don't talk about him. I never talk about him.
Well, what would he have to shush then if you don't talk about him?
I don't know. It's very interesting. People search their names on Twitter all the time and find all sorts of random stuff. Mm-hmm.
I suppose you conveniently ignored his highlights from the spring game, didn't you?
No, I saw he had a catch or something.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
He was pretty good in
the spring. I think he's going to be good this year. I said this on the show yesterday.
You better not say that he sucks so much.
Well, that's a good thing. I never said that.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a good thing. By the way, earlier I mentioned a Packers fan in my life and how he was triggered by things. He is now opined about the uniforms.
Hmm.
He says, fun fact, Packers' most popular team in Brazil, and that will not happen. The alternates are good. The helmet, though, god-awful. So he says Joey is wrong.
But he is acknowledging that there is some chatter about...
So he has heard this. He has seen this and heard about this, but he says it's fake news.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Well, we'll see who's right.
I hope they both wear green and everyone in Brazil just loses their flipping minds.
That would be
wow.
Throw
Why
a
do you
riot.
Hate Brazil, John?
Well, a bunch of rioting. They realize that even though those two teams wear the color green, it's not the rival team.
That is true. They should realize that.
The color red is not banned in Colorado.
I don't know why you want to trigger Brazil so much, though.
Some more texts will come. Text in Joey
because they're playing on Friday and they're interrupting.
Oh.
Nebraska State high school football
that
what
John
about
never
the children?
Watches. Will writes, Joey talks sports. Nick babbles nonsense. Go Joey.
Wow.
Then Dave
That's
writes,
right.
me, Joey, show me you don't have children without telling me you don't have children. Joey, want to see my NFL season schedule prediction?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that that's true. Good stuff.
But we like him for it.
Odson reminds us that the Brazilians were awful to Ryan Lochte. You remember that.
Oh,
the 2016 Olympics,
yep.
John.
No, I don't.
What did they do to him again?
Didn't he try to steal something from them?
That's what I was.
Is that what
remember.
It was?
And then
oh, was he going Harper Murray on him?
Well.
Is there seals down there?
Well, yeah, well.
Got him.
They may have overreacted to him.
Here we go.
Stealing.
Wow, this is in his fourth paragraph on Wikipedia. It's a huge Wikipedia paragraph. I'm not going to read the whole thing. He generated controversy when he claimed that he and three other American swimmers had been pulled over and robbed by armed men with police badges while at the Olympics.
Maybe he didn't
steal anything. No. He did do something. Let's see. I think they lied. He allegedly vandalized a framed poster and ended with the swimmers providing money to the guards. I didn't read the whole paragraph, so it looked like he lied.
Justice for Ryan Lochte.
There you go.
That's what this game
is. That sounds like the biggest non-thing.
A nothing burger,
It was a
John?
Huge story. I remember it being such a huge story, though.
Text coming in. John Bishop here, anti-Brazilian. John, are you against Brazil and the Brazilian people.
No, I'm just I'm just for mocking, you know, silly things like that.
I'm okay with that. Otzen has followed up on the Brazil stuff. He says he claimed to have been held up at a gas station, but he was being a drunk douche canoe.
Mm.
There you go.
That lied.
He was just, I didn't like that guy.
No. He was an idiot. Yeah. That was his whole bit. He didn't know anything about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is news to me.
Oh yeah, remember he was here for the swim trials.
I don't
know. We used to do the
you
shows.
You guys don't know about swim trials?
We used to do the shows from the swim trials.
John, have you forgotten about swim trials?
I have never.
You never had to?
Never went to the swim trials.
You didn't do it in 2012. I guess you weren't working here yet in 2012.
Nope.
And then in 2016 we didn't do it, and now it's gone. It doesn't come here anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Does it go to Indy?
It's in maybe like California.
Where's Swimtown?
The new Swimtown.
Yeah.
No, I never had to do anything from the
You never
trials.
Got to. That was my first on-air thing I think I ever did for the station. I was on 1180 Zone 2 The Deuce with Dirk Chatelain. We began the show, and for some reason, we talked to Michael Phelps' mom. That's how the show began.
Wait, did a show on 1180?
Yeah, because the College World Series was still going on.
Oh,
and I was like, yes,
God.
Boss, I will do anything I can to be on the air. Put me on 1180 with Dirk Chatelain.
So I can talk about
Hey, we
swimming.
Talked college football. Dirk wanted to talk swimming a lot, and I was like, we're talking football, baby. We're talking Huskers. I was like, Bo's going to suck this year, don't you think, Dirk?
He's like, yeah.
I predicted him that summer to go like 7-5, and as always, they won 9
In
games.
The summer of 2012?
Yep.
That was the year they ripped off that long win streak, didn't they?
Yes, they won 6 in a row at one point in time. Kevin Kugler has opined.
Hi, Kevin.
The swim trial shows were just gold. Kevin announced he was leaving the zone at the swim trials.
What an appropriate place. I'm going to go jump into this pool and wash myself of 1620 the zone.
There was ever a place to say, this is where I've had enough. It would have been at the swim trials.
I'm going to baptize myself in the waters of not 1620 the zone.
Get out of the way, Steeler boy. I need to jump in these baptizing waters.
Neil is like, you're going to do the show at the swim trials. He goes, if you do that, I'm quitting the zone. And he's like, bet. And then Kevin literally quit the zone.
I quit. I'm done.
He's like, oh, rat. He blinked.
That's a great move.
I'm out.
Yeah. And now we don't go back anymore.
Well,
we should ask.
Let's
see if we could do it this summer. Let's go to Indy.
Why would we go to the swim trial?
Why not? To support America.
I can support America right here in Omaha.
Okay.
The original swim town.
Oh, man.
Swim in our river.
That was a good time. What a great time.
We have a bridge now.
We have a bridge.
To get to the bridge.
Yes, we can watch you from up above.
Yeah, well, is that bridge going to be done before
it looks almost
done.
The
Men's
College World Series.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
It looks almost done.
You know, like a month away from the College World Series.
Just imagine, people are going to be taking that bridge to get to the other bridge.
Yeah.
It's a bridge.
I hear you like bridges. Put a bridge inside your bridge.
So good.
So you can bridge while you bridge.
Think about all the possibilities.
You should go play bridge on the bridge, walking to the other bridge.
That's an idea.
Right?
Content.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
We'll send
idea.
Josh over there with his new vlog.
Oh,
Josh,
right.
You hear that?
Yep, he's watching. He keeps commenting on the YouTube.
You're gonna play bridge on the bridge to a bridge.
This is great. Mm-hmm. And then log on to the FanDuel Sportsbook.
And then log on to
the bridge.
Once you get to the other side of the bridge.
Oh, other side of the second bridge of the giant bridge.
Yes.
The small bridge, FanDuel Sportsbook, will not work. It's in Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. I've never been across the bridge. Do they have the same welcome to Nebraska, welcome to Iowa signs as they do on the interstate?
No.
There's just
not.
Like a...
Oh, well, that's...
There is this
just a
line
in the middle of the bridge.
Yeah, where you can stand on both sides of the state.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
If you jump around a little bit, the bridge kind of shakes.
Oh, why is it bridge shake?
It's... Engineering, John.
That's not good.
John, do you know about engineering, bro?
She tried to cancel Brazil. Figured I'd teach him a little bit about engineering.
I just thought it'd be a little more stable than that. That's all.
Oh, it's very stable.
I've been over that bridge many times.
Did you run across it?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, many times. I've never walked across it. Just run.
Wow.
Yep.
You ride a bike across it?
Nope. I haven't owned a bike in years. I will not own a bike. They're expensive. Happy New Year.
All the surgeries you have to get on your knees after you're running in life, like,
no,
pretty expensive.
Don't say
just
that.
Get a bike, Josh.
Yes. Don't say that, Happer. Don't say that.
The only thing you do on your knees on a bike is when you wreck it and then you skin your knees.
Yeah.
Ouch. Ouch.
But that heals, you know. Once you blow out your knees, it's
those
done.
Heal. My dad blew out his knee playing basketball once. His knee's fine. You could blow out your knee playing basketball, John.
Is he still playing basketball?
No, because he doesn't have a son that's a teenager anymore. Why would a 50-something-year-old man just play hoops for no reason?
I don't know. Yeah. There's a few that do.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I haven't shot a basketball in I don't know how long.
That's another
My jumper is
content.
Broke.
I haven't shot a basketball since high school.
It's been since, for sure, I did it in college at least one
time. We could get you to recreate the noise that I did when I was shooting that one day.
Clank! Clank! That could be some more video content.
Doug, this is tremendous, not because of what you say, but how you spelled it. The Bob Carey Bridge, as if Bob were like Drew Carey's brother.
Hey, this is my brother Bob.
The Bob Carey Bridge connects the butt side of the Chai to Council Bluffs.
That is true, Doug.
That is true. But
talk about people who Creighton lives rent-free inside of their heads. That man right there.
This is Douglas.
We could be talking about anything, and he could just pop in and say, "Hey, Creighton, sorry that your baseball team's not making the NCAA tournament." We were talking to Mike Farron about Major League Baseball, Douglas. What does this have to
Major
do with
League
anything?
Baseball. Douglas. It's all right. It's okay.
All right.
Again, Creighton's got to have somewhere to live. Might as well be in Douglas's head.
And it there might as well be rent-free.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you, Connor.
Happer, that was fun.
That was great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Joey, your reward is you get to stay here for another 3.5 hours.
By this point in the new year, when this airs again, Joey's schedule would have been almost fully executed by
almost
the NFL.
Fully executed.
Wow.
Exciting.
Just go back to our tweets from May the 7th so you can cross-check if the actual schedule matched
the
predicted schedule.
Now I'm sad. NFL season's almost over.
Oh, no.
It's about to be basketball season.
College basketball's already here.
Welcome to the Big East.
It's already here.
Sad days. Sad days all around.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
The Grum starts next on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.